This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crusade to get people to quit saying it like that. We lost. We didn't lose them. We know exactly what happened. Scott, on the other hand, is apparently roaming around Big Iron. Hopefully he'll make it back at some point. Wow. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's what's on your mind. In the meantime, I'm Todd Mitchell. Actually, I'll still be Todd Mitchell when Scott returns, but Scott's roaming around Big Iron. They've got another kind of windy day over there. And who knows? Maybe the wind blew his connection or something. Or maybe, I hope he's not chickening out on Saturday with the Autumn Fest parade. Scott Johnson on with us here on What's in Your Mind. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, we have all these people, all these Scots here now.
Yeah, there's two Scots. Yeah,
there's two Scots. There's Scott A and Scott B.
Yeah.
Scott 1 and Scott 2. Welcome back, Scott.
Ironically, we're at a, you know, of course, a place that sells generators, and we lost power, and we just didn't hook the generators.
Well, how fortunate is that you happen to be in the right place at the right time to still have power then? That's good.
Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right. So anyway, we're at Big Iron. You're right, Todd. We're with our friends at Butler, and there's a lot of flags here. You can't miss us. Southeast corner, the acreage for Butler is where we're at. I just got a text that said, "I stand for the flag." I'm glad you do, but you need to come here and say that to get a hat. I can't give you a hat through the phone. I'm not equipped to do that, but we do have hats here, and if you tell us you stand for the flag, we'll give you one of those. And we're actually having a great time at Big Iron. This is a lot of fun. Day two of our 3-day broadcast from here on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Intelligent Egg, EyeSight RPV Services, Ad Farm, Roger Ryerson, and Ad Farm. I see Roger right now. He's going to talk on the radio with us. North Dakota Farm Bureau, Plains Ag, Haugen Sales and Leasing, DBARP Bumpers, and Pfeiffer's. So thanks so much, and of course the good folks at Butler, which we've had a great time. Todd and I are doing a parade poll, and I think this is, I don't know if there's been one like this anywhere in the country. I don't know about you, but during a campaign season, you just get, there's so much noise, and this poll, and that poll, and this article, and that article, and I just want to go back to the basics, very simple, and say, okay, if you're a Heidi Heitkamp fan, walking a parade for Autumn Fest, 10 a.m. Saturday. If you're a Kevin Cramer fan, you're going to vote for him, walk behind Kevin. And then we count both sides. So we get up, you know, it's the idea is that's a poll. And we can actually go 1, 2, 3, 4. And we don't have, you know, not that fake news polls that we had during the Trump campaign. This is you see the people. You take a picture, you count the heads. So it's a real poll, parade poll. So Todd and I are walking Phil Parker 2, Saturday, 10 a.m., but I don't know anything about the Autumn Fest parade. I just don't know anything about it. I've talked to Scott Johnson. He called and invited us one day, and he's back now to tell us a little bit about this parade that has so much history. So thanks for the call and the invite originally, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Scott.
I'm thrilled you're coming. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm kind of laughing here because I got a message from Todd the other day. Concerned on the miles of length of walkers in Kevin's group, that he's asking for a prime location towards the front. So I don't know if that's due to him wearing his stilettos or what's going on, but I thought that was a, a good sign that we're going to have a lot of fun at the parade.
I think he wants to be done early and get home for dinner, I think is what the deal is. That's why he
I'm planning on breaking an ankle and therefore needing to escape early enough. The miles of Kramer supporters will be behind me to carry me through the rest of the parade when I can't walk anymore.
Well, yeah. You know, it's going to be just a fantastic parade. The Masonic Shrine Group organized their regional ceremonial around this parade, and they're coming from the 3, 4, 5 state area, and the Grand Potentate from Fargo is going to be the Grand Marshal. And so we've got many, many floats with the Shrine Groups coming, too. So it's going to be a phenomenal parade. You know, we've got the beauty queens and the politicians and all the local bands from the surrounding area. It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday, and we're just thrilled that you're coming, and we're going to do that poll.
Yeah, it'll be kind of fun. And seriously, we don't want to turn the parade into a political thing. It's just, you know, I think it's, I've never walked in a parade, and I could use a little exercise and, you know, get out and have some fun. So it's less about the, you know, rah, rah heat of the race and more just being out with your neighbors. And, you know, we should be able to talk about politics regardless of who we're for without being mean and, you know, sort of petty and want to throw things at each other. So nothing like a parade to do that and do that well. So I do really appreciate the invite, and that gave us the idea for the parade poll, and this should be great fun. We've asked both campaigns to provide a volunteer coordinator or whatever and tell us what is, you know, where do I go? If I want to put on a Kramer, get my freebie Kramer t-shirt, where do I go? And same thing with the Height Camp folks as well. So we hope to have that info for you. Kramer campaign got back to us, the Height Camp campaign.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, because I personally do the lineup and I run around in a blue SUV Ranger and make sure everybody's in their spots and happy, and we give directions at each entry up at the Capitol, because they'll come in from the north side parking lot, and that's where all the floats line up around the turnaround and then back towards the Heritage Center, the museum, and all the bands. So there'll be plenty of direction, and it'll be a really relaxed atmosphere that everybody has a lot of fun. But you know, really, parades are really part of our Americana and the fabric of our society, and the political people should be in there too, because that's a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice they're giving, and they deserve an attaboy from both sides. So I think, you know, it's kind of like baseball, hot dogs and apple pie, the way I grew up with. You should have the beauty queens, the butcher shop floats. Everybody should be in this parade strutting their stuff. So it's really fun, and we really are excited for it.
I hear a lot about your parade, Scott. I mean, people talk about the Autumn Fest, and again, I'm kind of naive to it. I used to, Todd kept correcting me on the name because I was wanting to call it, you know, Harvest Fest, and so I don't know a lot about it, but I hear a lot about it. I mean, people talk a lot about it. It's probably the most talked about parade all year long in the state. West Fest, pretty big in West Fargo, and obviously July 4th, Mandan is as well. But I mean, it's and West Fest is the same day this year in West Fargo. But what is special about your parade?
Well, you know, and I think, you know, part of it is also, it's a chance for the high school kids to practice. They don't get many opportunities anymore to march with their bands. It's incredible when you go by a month in June and you hear at 5 in the morning kids practicing getting ready for the parade. I think, so it's a lot about for the kids, the clown units. I always tease everybody saying it's a great way to bring your kids for breakfast, because they leave with bags and bags of candy. So we've got everything from all the school bands to all the local floats. So it's a well-rounded parade. It's just great. And I think, the setting starting at the Capitol grounds, marching down to Avenue A, which is about 8 blocks, you go south, and then you take a right on Avenue A going to 4th and back up. It makes the loop. There's thousands of people that are lining the streets from 7 o'clock on with their chairs. It's a well-taken-in parade, and it's never been rained out. And the mornings are cool and crisp. It's just beautiful.
That's really neat. Well, so in other words, it's you're going to know where each of the campaigns are lining up. So they just need to look for people at the entrance to say, where do I go for the Height Camp?
Exactly.
Campaign?
Where do I go for the Height Camp? They're going to have a sheet there. They're going to say, you're over here at this corner, number 32. And it's super easy for everybody.
Okay.
So there's no excuse for anybody not wanting to come, because there's going to be plenty of parking for all the walkers. There'll be a direction to tell everybody where to find anybody, whether it's your kid in the band or it's where the float goes for the butcher block meets or et cetera. So it's going to be great. Beautiful color guards are coming, not only from the Shrine, but our local AMVETS club will be leading the parade. yeah, it's just going to be, it's just really a lot of fun.
Parades to me are bands. It's not a parade without a band. I just love the bands in the parade. How many do you have?
We have 14 bands.
Awesome. Awesome.
Plus the Strolling Strings, which is the violin group from one of the schools. So we're going to have, plus some other smaller bands in the parade. So it's going to be, we stagger it out amongst the floats so the music doesn't overflow the other floats. And so it's a very well choreographed parade as it comes down the street.
That's awesome. Hey, Scott, thanks a ton. We'll see you on Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Capitol. We are going to, you know, try to chat with each of the campaigns. We haven't heard back from the Heitkamp campaign, which is not unusual. But when we do, we'll tell you, you know, sort of what we'll ask them about their swag. Now we know how to find each of the campaigns. Now we'll just say, well, if I come, what do I get? Because I know the Kramer folks say Kramer crew t-shirts to hand out, and I'm sure Heidi does the same thing. So anyway, be a lot of fun. We'll see you there Saturday, Autumn Fest Parade. Join us for the parade poll, folks. You got to do this. We're going to have a little fun. Get outside, a little exercise. Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Be there. Thank you, sir. More from Big Iron after this on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. I understand there's truckloads of saunas on the way to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What's the best one?
Well, that's up to you. I mean, we customize. The nice thing with Finleo, we can customize it to meet your need. At the end of the day, it's a boxwood with a heater in it, but why not make it really cool? And right now, right here, right now, we have more saunas in inventory than anybody else in the United States guaranteed, which means a great deal for you. Why do we have so many? Because we believe it is the best health and wellness product on the planet today without taking a drug or a pill or anything like that.
How much healthier will I be after I buy a sauna?
Sauna forgives your anti-wellness sins. It really does. It cleanses you. It increases your circulation. It boosts your immune system. There's literally nothing a sauna doesn't do to make you better health and wellness-wise.
Your North Dakota sauna headquarters, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you and save big.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Haugen Sales invites you to Big Iron in West Fargo Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Talk to Mike about the Supreme Twin Auger Vertical Mixer, your best choice for optimum beef and dairy cow nutrition. Sizes to match every ranch, feedlot, or dairy farm. Haugen's for new and used Supreme Vertical Mixers, as well as Meyer feeder boxes and spreaders. In-house financing OAC available. Call Mike at 730-1895. Supreme, built for the long run. Feed your cattle right, and they'll pay you back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
On your mind, most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Some gentleman's yelling at me. What are you trying to say, sir?
I stand for the flag.
Oh, God bless you. There's another one. Let's give him a high five and a flag hat. Yeah, yeah, that wasn't hard at all,
perfect.
Was it? Yeah.
Yes, and you have trouble watching the NFL on my TV.
Yeah, I'm with you. I want to kick the screen. I see on your you got a flag right there on your.
Oh,
your collar.
On my collars. I haven't put on.
It's a nice shirt.
Thank you.
Was that Mike Bullinger's idea?
Yeah. Well, pretty close.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
He has all the good ideas, right? Yeah. He has a Western Product shirt on. That's how I knew it was Mike Bullinger. I'm just saying. Yeah. Tell Mike to get his butt over here and get a hat.
I'll tell him that.
Yeah, exactly. Lazy bum. Okay. You take care. Good to see you.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you very much. We're live at the Big Iron today. So much going on. You can't even believe it. And it's getting nice now. Getting nice. Finally, a day and a half in, it's getting nice. The sun is coming out, and things are just fine. And Brad Steffen is here from Central Steel Building and Construction. We're talking to folks at Big Iron about what's happening. We're going to talk auctions in a bit, and Roger Ryerson will talk ag big picture here in a moment as well, and just having a grand old time today. How are you, Brad?
Very good, thank you.
So what makes Central Steel Building and Construction rise above the rest and other grain handling and storage supplies?
Well, Scott, I think that's a good question. I think the big thing for us is that we do what we say we're going to do. So our team attacks each day with that motto, and we're going to do what we say we're going to do, and we live by that, and I think that's why we've been around for 50 years.
What kind of bins and dryers do you guys have?
We supply GSI bins and dryers and Shivers grain drying systems, along with welding supplies, welding gases, things like that to help fabricate and keep the steel business going.
I wouldn't expect you to know this number off the top of your head, but I'd be very curious to know how many bins you've sold to put corn in because of ethanol.
Because of ethanol, I don't know if I'd know the number off the top of my bin off of the top of my head, but.
Got to be a big number, isn't it?
It's a pretty substantial number, yes.
You got 40% of the corn going to ethanol.
Right.
You got to store the corn, right?
In Carrington area, there's a lot of corn growers and a lot of bean growers as well. And that corn belt keeps growing, so the bins keep increasing. And I think with precision farming the way it is, there's a 5% increase in yield per bushel each year. And I think that helps us stay in business by meeting storage needs.
Yeah, I mean, that's important, folks. I mean, you don't think about that when you think about the ethanol debate.
Right.
How many bins are going out? Brad's business, employing people, selling bins, you know, and other folks that sell bins, and add those numbers up. Better count that in that column.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think that's important for people to remember. And if I raise corn, I don't. I talk on the radio, but if I raise corn, I need the bins. Two, I need ethanol because I got to be able to sell to them at the price they do. That's pretty cool. You're at Big Iron here too, obviously. Where do folks have a chance to catch up with you?
We're in Exhibit Hall, booth 33, right next to the Shivers booth.
Any show specials?
Not especially. No, we do have a discount that GSI has given us for the show specifically, but most of our specials happen in that October to January time period.
Sure, got it. It's always special.
That's right.
Central Steel.
That's right.
That's what I heard. And if they're not here, how do they find you?
Well, you can call us at 701-652-2886, or you can email me directly at centralsteel@yahoo.com, or go to our website, grainstuff.com.
Thanks.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
We appreciate a long history of sponsorship with the Central Steel Building and Construction team. We like Carrington. They have good pasta there. And much more. You just tell them to keep making that good pasta for
that's
me,
right,
okay?
That's right.
The healthy stuff, too. Did you know pasta's healthy? Of course it is. I tell my wife that all the time. I say, it's Dakota Growers. It's healthy. It says right there in the box. I've toured the plant. I know. I got it down. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on What's on Your Mind. Let's go to Bismarck. Tim has a comment, 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. I'm shaking a hand with a gentleman right there and has a Harley shirt on. That looks like fun. Go ahead, Tim. You're on What's on Your Mind.
He's got to be a good guy if he's got a Harley shirt on. What the heck?
Is that right? This guy on the radio said you've got to be a good guy if you have a Harley hat on. Harley shirt. So, do you guys stand for the flag? I'm thinking, is that what you're kind of looking? I better say it. Got to hear it.
Yeah, we stand up the flag, and we listen to you on the radio and on Eastern Montana, almost every day.
Well,
enjoy your program.
Music to my ears. These two need to talk for a hat too. You want a hat, don't you? Come on. What, do you stand for the flag or no?
Yes, I stand for the flag as well.
No, you got a lot of hair there, so I thought it was maybe Colin Kaepernick under that hat.
Yeah,
I didn't know, but I'm glad. I'm
sorry.
How about Farm Boy here?
Yeah. I'm going to cover this up then.
Tim, don't go away. I'm coming to you. What's your name, young man?
What's your name? Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, how are you?
Good.
Where are you from?
Vida.
Vida? Is that Montana?
Yeah.
Awesome. Would you like a hat?
Sure.
Have a hat. He's got a cool one on now that says Farm Boy. Come on by and tell us at a Big Iron Butler booth, and you win. Tim, I did not forget you. Trust me. What's on your mind?
I know that. Hey, I don't only stand for the flag. I fly the flag every day in my yard. So.
Oh, you must know Jim the flagpole guy. You put up that beautiful flagpole from those American-made flagpoles, ndflagpoleguy.com. They're going up everywhere. I love it. Thank you for that, Tim. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got something that really irritates the heck out of me. Yesterday I was looking on Facebook, and a friend of mine posted something where she had asked her daughters if they had talked about 9/11 in school at all. And her daughter said no, they didn't. So they sat down and they had a discussion at home about it. But it was amazing how many people asked their children, was there anything discussed in school about 9/11? And the majority of them, I think I saw maybe two posts, and they were from a Catholic school, it looked like, that stated they did speak about 9/11 and what actually happened and what took place, besides that today is Tuesday, September 11th. That's all that was said. And I think that's really how a lot of the Democrats are trying to change our history. They don't want our young kids to know what happened. They want to block all that stuff out of our kids' minds and stuff like that. And then I read another post, and it really makes me think a lot. A lot of people said, I missed September 12th, meaning that they missed the day after what actually happened was September 11th, how everybody came together. They were all buying American flags. They were buying American products. They were showing that patriotism and we need to get that back in the United States.
Boy, Tim, I just am getting madder every word, you know, because I guess I didn't even think of that yesterday. I think, well, of course. I mean, and I have to tell you, our daughter has been watching a series of film on 9/11 leading up to 9/11. So it's not all schools, and maybe it's another reason for the Catholic school system, because I'm proud of the fact they do that and are able to do other things as well. But she's been telling me about that. And, of course, she's 15 years old. She doesn't know anything about 9/11. So she's soaking it all up.
And granted, I don't think that all teachers are this way, but there are some that are out there, and they're not teaching our kids the history. They're not letting them know what's happened. We have a lot of good school teachers in the system, but
you know what I think yeah, I you're right, and it's just not 9/11. It's history in general that's not. And I mean, I would say this: every class with the kids in school, for sure, history ought to start with, you are the luckiest person on earth. What do you mean? You were born here. You won the lotto if you were born here. You're already on third base. You know? Okay, why? Why? How are we different than the rest of the places? Walk through what the founding fathers wanted for us and what they gave us in the way of protections. You couldn't be more right. You really couldn't. And folks, talk to your teachers. Talk to your principals. Talk to your school boards. It's important.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm NDSU Extension Crop Economist Dr. Frank Olson. The trade dispute with China has led to retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans, which is reducing price and impacting grain flows. No soybean export sales are being booked out of the Pacific Northwest or Gulf ports to China, which is the primary destination for U.S. soybeans. Local elevators are reserving storage space for soybeans that have already been contracted, which means there will be little or no room for uncontracted soybean deliveries at harvest. Many farmers are already making plans to store their soybeans, but may not understand the severity of the problems. I'm suggesting that farmers should be prepared to store their soybeans until midsummer of 2019. Why? Number one, we don't know when the Chinese tariffs will be reduced or removed or possibly return. Even after the tariffs are removed, it will take several months before North Dakota soybeans will begin to flow efficiently into the Pacific Northwest terminals. My advice? Plan ahead. Don't panic and don't guess. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents of North and South Carolina bracing for Hurricane Florence, expected to make landfall as a powerful rain-making hurricane on late Thursday or early Friday. In Lenora County, North Carolina, the emergency services chief is Roger Dale.
Just let our public know, please, please, please adhere to what we're saying. don't take this thing lightly because it's a very dangerous situation that we're entering into.
President Trump says the feds, including FEMA, are ready to help.
We're fully prepared, food, medical, everything you can imagine, we are ready.
Pope Francis wants a worldwide summit on clergy sex abuse, summoning bishops today from around the world to the Vatican in February to discuss how to stop clergy from sexually abusing children. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Southeast corner of Big Iron, Roger Ryerson coming up. Two rock stars from Pfeiffer's to tell you about great auctions. We have the volunteer coordinator from the Kramer campaign to tell us about, you know, the particulars of what happens on Saturday at the parade. Waiting for a call back from the folks from the Height Camp campaign. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MBI Energy. It is no secret, honestly, that CDL drivers are... they're the bomb. They're in high demand, and big-time demand for employers that also give you a work-life balance is out there right now. So they can be choosy, and the folks at MBI do that. Great pay, trusted benefits, safety-first culture, and a nice work-life balance. They care about you. It isn't just how, you know, much they get out of you. They care about you. So they're an employer of choice in the energy industry, and named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. Now, that is an accomplishment. Wow. Right now, they need oil, water, hot oil, winch, and super vac drivers. And the $3,500 driver bonus. Ask them about that. Wowzer. MBIEnergyServices.com. Driving our energy economy forward with MBI. We're going to talk about some auctions you need to know about in a moment after we chat with Ben and Kenmare. Ben, what's on your mind? Ben there, Daniel?
Really, not anymore.
Oh, did he? Okay. All right. Well, we tried there. Ben, call back if we missed you. 800-228-0550. Steve Link.
Hey, Scott.
Jim Sabi.
Good morning.
Team Pfeiffer. They're here. I actually asked if, you know, Kevin said he was coming. I said, you know, you've been on a lot, so how about Steve and Jim? So,
an A-team.
Yeah, I'm glad he listened to me. And you guys are here. What's going on?
Hey, it's going to be a busy fall for auctions between machinery and land, and it's something that we saw the happenings of starting in about May and June. Guys already booking for this fall, so it's going to be busy from basically tomorrow to 15th of December, the way it looks.
I think they just like coming into your Bowman office. That's why it's booming. They just know that's the digs, right?
Yep. It is, you know, like... and we enjoy that office a lot, and great exposure on Highway 85. You know, it's the main through away from Mexico to Canada, and we have traffic.
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah. No question about it. What are the ones you really want folks to know about, Steve?
Well, next week we start off with three auctions. We got 180 acres in Otter Tail County, just north of Fergus Falls, and then 342 acres just south of Fargo here. That's got some really good quality land that's close into the development state, and then 480 acres south of Jamestown. So next week is going to be the really, really good auctions, good quality land, and it's going to be a busy week. And then we jump over into to Trail County, and we got some land east of Hillsboro we're selling, a 480 there, 235 acres. That'll be a really good quality land sale too. And then we get later in the month, and we've got 1,100 acres south of Mandan, and good quality farmland, pasture land, hunting land, and that should bring a good crowd to that sale. So
what's the day you have like four auctions in one day? Big Western land auction.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. We have our Western North Dakota land auctions at the end of October. So we're going to have, starting Wednesday, October 24th, we got almost 800 acres just southeast of Halliday, the Schweitzer land, and that'll be a great auction. And then we have some Lee land at 237 acres in Dunn County and 317 acres in Dunn County, and then cap that day off with 1,100 acres south of Dickinson, all on October 24th. And then the next day we get down to Scranton and have a couple sales there, 540 acres and some commercial land in Scranton, and that'll cap off those couple days. So
tell me the date again on that big Western land auction with 401.
October 24th and October 25th. Those are the 2 days that we're going to do most of our selling.
Crystal, put that on my calendar. Well, wait a minute. No, I won't be able to, will I? 24th and 25th, same day as the hog one?
No, that's
October.
Yeah.
Yeah, October. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about my calendar now. But anyway, I'll try and get there. If I don't get it on there now, I never will. So, but that sounds like a great plan. Jim, tell folks, you know, they can list with a number of people with, you know, for auctions.
We have, guys set up all across the state. You know, I'm out of the Bowman office, Andy Murnock, John Sarite, and then you have the Steele office. You got Nick Johnson and Darren Peterson there in Steele, and then we got a guy set up at New Rockford. We have some at Lakota. Alan Butts is in Bismarck. You've got Kristen Gill down at Timberlake, South Dakota. We have an office in Mobridge down there, and then you get out here to this side, and we have this side pretty well covered. We got a Grand Forks office, we got a Moorhead office, and then we get into Wisconsin, and you know, we've got a lot of guys in Minnesota also. Then you get into Wisconsin, we have a couple offices out there, so things are, we've got guys placed all over where, you know what, if you just give a main call to somebody, they'll get you in touch with who they need to in that territory to help you out.
And the marketing, obviously, is a big part of it as well.
The marketing's been huge for us, and this year we decided to do a machinery catalog because we had so many machinery sales coming up. So we put out a machinery catalog, and then we also put out a land, our big fall auction catalog, and that's, all the machinery sales are in there also. But we've got so many machinery sales that we said, you know what, let's do these guys justice and send out a catalog to everybody that has been to a sale, is looking for equipment, and so that's why we made up this machinery catalog, and you know, we start next week with a huge sale in Bowman for machinery. We've got a 2017 versatile four-wheel drive tractor with 8 hours on it, brand new machine. We have a real nice corn planters, IH corn planters. We got side-by-sides, and we've got equipment. We've got grain trailers. A couple of them never had grain in them. They're 2014, 2015 Mauer grain trailers. So we've got some quality equipment coming up at all of these auctions throughout all this fall.
Yeah, and they're crushing it. I mean, they are fast becoming guys have always been known for land and the land management, but also the machinery auction side too, because you're getting more. You're getting people to the sales. It works. So folks, if you haven't done business with Pipers, switch it up. And give them a call. Did Kevin tell you we worked out this little deal that when they list an auction, if they mention, what's on your mind, that we'll include a little, addition where we'll do the show from the auction?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good deal.
Yeah, so tell everybody that one.
We will.
Yeah. And that might cost you the sale, but it's worth, if you think you're going to lose it anyway and you really want it, just kind of throw it in and you might get lucky, it'll be not bad. All right. By the way, get that catalog. They can call for the catalog.
Yes. They can call into our office or they can stop here at Big Iron. We have a booth here at Big Iron, or call our office at 877-700-4099.
Such an easy remember. I can hear Kevin saying that over and over in my ear. 877-700-4099.
That's
I even
right.
remember
yes.
it. Yeah, so 877-700-4099. Get the catalog and also go online and check out all those items. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you very much.
Keep doing it. Keep crushing it.
We will.
All right, sounds good. Roger Ryerson's going to come here for a minute from one of our fine sponsors here today. Ad Farm, and I always love Roger coming on, not only because he can talk about what they do at Ad Farm, but also, you know, he just has a good pulse on agriculture. I'm not sure anybody has done more ag marketing than he has, so it's pretty extraordinary what he's done. Let's go to Harlan and Bismarck first, though. Harlan is standing by on the line. What's on your mind? Harlan, are you there? Oh, I didn't... thank you, Daniel. Thank you. You did it for me. I'm sorry. Forgot I had to push the button. Hi, Harlan. Go ahead.
Hey, just tell you of a little scam yesterday. I get a call, and it's a 7... I'm in a 701 number, and they say they're from the IRS and that I have 24 hours to settle my... what I owe them, or they will be coming to arrest within 24 hours, and all they need, they'll settle for half the amount, and they need my checking account number, and we can take care of it, you know.
Did you laugh and hang up?
Yeah, pretty much, and then I just thought, I'm going to try to call the number back, but of course, then that number, it's disconnected or it's out of service, so... However, I mean,
always, yeah. But do me a favor. Call Terrell Grossman over at the Attorney General's office. You still need to do that and let him know that these are going on, because the IRS one really worries me. I think people could easily get scammed on that, and it's a scam. Any of those things, if you're in doubt, hang up the phone. Just hang up the phone. Don't even spend 2 seconds. Those people are bottom feeders. They drive me crazy. So Harlan, don't be afraid to just, you know, turn them off. Roger Ryerson, Ad Farm. At Big Iron again with us on What's On Your Mind. Hello, sir.
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
Great show.
Gosh, this is, you just have to love this with all the egg marketing you've done over the years.
Oh, yeah, I think I've been at Iron here every year it's been open, so fun.
What's different about this part of the world and the egg products?
You know, I think part of the reason the draw is so big is the ingenuity that has come out of this region, the new stuff you see at Big Iron here. One of our sister companies, Praxis Strategy Group, we have a bunch of Tanzanians and Ethiopians here. They are just loving this. They've never seen anything like this before, and they go home and they're so excited about agriculture and bring this technology back to their countries and to their farms. So that's a real fun part of it for us.
How tough is it right now? I mean, I kind of feel like we're in a pocket that people really don't pay attention to, because the overall economy is pretty good, but the ag economy is not very good, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty flat. Our business from the ag side is fairly flat. It's not going down that much, but it's flat. There's a lot of things going on, you know, a lot of mergers and acquisitions that come about, and there's always some transition time in there that you got to think about. I think the pricing thing is a short-term deal. The trade thing, of course, is a long-term. Our Canadian friends up in Canada are certainly worried about how NAFTA is going to be impacted. And the farmers up there we've talked to are just like the growers down here. They just want something fair. They want to get it settled. They want to know what it's going to be so they can plan around it. And right now... you know, it's up in the air. So planning is very hard until they see what happens.
I'm seeing some reporting today that the deal with Canada may be very close. We pretty much are baking that into the cake, aren't we, that that's going to happen?
Well, we are on the U.S. side, for sure.
a little cocky, in other words?
Yeah, I was speaking to one of our leaders up in the in Canada, and there's some differences in opinion up there, even between their ag sectors. You know, you go to the eastern part of Canada and you look at what they're growing up there, the corn, soybeans they have over there. You come to the west in the grain area, the grain people certainly have a whole different look on it. So it depends on where you are in Canada, and I think that's the same in the U.S. I mean, if you're in the equipment business versus the commodity business, the way they're looking at it is different. So,
I mean, you work in both countries, so you'd know this better than me, but are we not such an 800-pound gorilla of ag in the U.S. compared to them being a much smaller economy that they really have no choice but to come along board?
Well, to some degree, I would say that's true, but, I mean, they have a lot of global trade agreements, and a lot of their agriculture, although predominantly a lot of it comes here, but a lot of it is, you know, they're seeing those markets open now because ours are closing. So
interesting. More with Roger Ryerson. We'll talk a little bit about Ad Farm when we come back from Big Iron at Butler on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back at Big Iron for our friends at Butler. I don't want today to end. And then tomorrow, it's our third day. So more with our friend Roger Ryerson of Ad Farm in just a moment here. But someone is walking up to me right now. What are you saying, ma'am? I can't understand what you're saying. Hello?
I stand for the flag.
You do? God bless you. That's wonderful. Thank you. Would you like a flag hat?
Yes. Okay. And I'm from Aberdeen, South Dakota.
So that's the first South that we've had. Montana today. We've had North Dakota, Minnesota today. First South Dakota right there. That's awesome. We got a lot of listeners in Aberdeen. What's going on down there? Good conservative folks?
Very good. Yes.
Is that right?
They listen to your show all the time.
God bless them. Give them a big high five for me, okay? All right. Good to meet you. What do we get her name? Rosa? Yeah, Rosa from Aberdeen. More with Roger Ryerson from Ad Farm with us at the Big Iron. Roger is a renowned and very well-respected expert in the ag industry and helps market a lot of agriculture businesses, not only here but all over and internationally. So what is that world like? Tell us a little bit about what Ad Farm is doing to help businesses, you know, keep growing in a challenging time.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is just being a peer advocate for agriculture, helping agricultural markets grow. So we're involved in a lot of areas. We have a farm in Ghana outside of Accra where we farm about 60-some acres there. It's an educational farm teaching young farmers there to how to grow, how to commercialize growing, not just grow, but how to commercialize it. We built a processing plant for them over there so they can speed things up a little bit. So it's been a fun deal. It's more philanthropic than anything, but it's been good. I go over there almost every year. I'm over for a week or so, and it's been fun. So
what's not philanthropic is the work that Ad Farm does,
yeah,
in the sense that, you know, the investment has a big return on investment for folks. I mean, you've just been there, done that. Is anybody even close in the amount of ag partners that you have?
Yeah, I would have to say that we have some really good competitors. That's great. Nothing wrong with that. There's room for a lot of people in this marketplace. We do a lot of work in crop chemical inputs, seed, equipment. Kind of in almost every sector. So, attend a lot of sponsor a lot of the agricultural type conferences and educational forums that are going on. So yeah, we're deeply involved. Everybody in our organization either grew up on a farm or has an ag degree or they've been in agriculture for 10 years plus. So it's a deep rooted organization.
Last question, Roger. For folks that maybe wouldn't typically come to Big Iron, or not in the ag community, ag world knows all about Big Iron. If you're in ag, you know about Big Iron. You're here.
Yeah.
What would you say to people who, you know, this industry is as important as it is just far from them and they don't go? Should they be here too?
Meaning
come to Big Iron? Come see what agriculture means to North Dakota's...
Well, I think just from the standpoint, we live in a market where agriculture is a huge part of our life. It would be hard to find any business in our industry that isn't touched some way by agriculture. So if you don't have a good understanding of it and how it fits, I mean, we were talking about that yesterday with some educational people talking about how almost every single degree you get in college, no matter what your direction is, somehow you might fit the agricultural world, whether it be transportation or programming or flying drones or whatever it might be. Agriculture around here touches every one of those industries, so it behooves you to kind of know enough about it, because eventually your job is going to touch agriculture.
I say it's like our Apple, our Microsoft. But it's just in a lot of different really smart, you know, businessmen. So neat. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Good to see you. Roger Ryerson from Ad Farm with us, one of our fine sponsors. Okay, last guest of the program is Tim Rasmussen. Tim is a spokesperson for the campaign of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Roger Ryerson said to say hi. By the way, Tim, he remembers you from your basic days, right? Basically,
Hi, Roger.
Yeah. He laughed already, but he told me to say hi. So,
very good.
I have not been to a parade before, where you are sort of part of a campaign. I've watched a parade, but I've not been a part of. And I'm going to with our parade poll this weekend. I just wanted folks to know what do I need to bring? What's typical? I mean, do I get a shirt? Do I wear a what? Give us the drill.
Sure. Well, we're excited about the parade coming up this weekend. This is the Autumn Fest parade, and I did a little count, Scott, before I got on with you. We've done over 35 parades this summer, and it is just so much fun to walk in a parade and see the excitement and the motivation that we get as a campaign staff as we walk these main streets in North Dakota, and we're seeing people smiling and waving and standing up as we pass by. So that's just a whole lot of fun, and that's going to continue this weekend at the Autumn Fest parade. So details, we're going to have our campaign truck there. As people enter the Capitol parking lot, I heard Scott say this morning to come to the north side of the Capitol parking lot. You know, do that. You'll be able to find our entry quite easily because we'll have that pickup truck that's wrapped with the Kevin Cramer logo. We'll have a people mover there attached to the truck. So if you don't want to walk, we'd encourage you to walk, but you got to ride if you want to. But join us. We're going to give you a T-shirt to use at the parade and to wear proudly after the parade. I heard a rumor that we're going to get some donuts, too. So although we'll be healthy and we'll be walking in the parade, we're also going to give people some donuts for some energy.
Todd put in a special request again. I knew it, but I'm glad he did because I want one. We're 9:30. We should be there by on Saturday?
You know, we're told the lineup starts at 9:15.
9:15, okay. So 9, and I've been saying 10, but that's when the parade starts. So, again, that's another little nuance I wanted to make sure we got right today. 9:15 to be there Saturday, State Capitol for the Autumn Fest Parade. Thank you, Tim. We're looking forward to it.
We'd love to have lots of people there. It's going to be fun. This is just fun. This is when fall begins. It's great.
No kidding. And a great history with that parade. God bless you, folks. From Butler at Big Iron. See you tomorrow here, too.
Haugen Sales invites you to Big Iron in West Fargo Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Talk to Mike about the Supreme Winagre Vertical Mixer, your best choice for optimum beef and dairy cow nutrition. Sizes to match every ranch, feedlot, or dairy farm. Haugen's for new and used Supreme Vertical Mixers, as well as Meyer feeder boxes and spreaders. In-house financing OAC available. Call Mike at 730-1895. Supreme, built for the long run. Feed your cattle right and they'll pay you back.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.